Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
It is great to be back with you. Our final 10-minute segment of this hour, and then Lutz Fahnensteel, John Mozeliak, Bernie Miklas next hour, is with, from WHBQ Radio, network host, longtime for Ole Miss football, and America's number one Cardinals fan, Brett Norsworthy is with us on KMOX. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Tom Ackerman. The highlight of my life to be on the home of the Cardinals and be called the Cardinals' number one fan. The highlight of my life.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're happy. Let's give you some more. You are a devoted fan, but you're honest. I've joined you on your show, and I've heard what you had to say. Before we talk college football and you're on your way to SEC Media Days, let me get your synopsis of this club and what you think of the 2025 edition.
I'm going to quote my friend Tom Ackerman, like he said the other day with me. The Cardinals are in a really tough spot. You know, do you hold? Do you deal? Do you, what do you do? And inside that, Tom, the team is a little bit old, a little bit young, and that's a tough dynamic for anybody. And good, improved. I think Oliver Marmol's doing a great job with not a lot, and real tough spot. Going into the All-Star break and then to make deals.
Let me also ask you this before we talk some football. You are at least once a year a visitor to Busch Stadium. What is your experience like, A, and B, what do you think of when you see the empty seats on TV? Because I know you're paying attention.
It pains me. It pains me to the core, but the people are speaking. They haven't spoken fully yet, but they are speaking. They're speaking loudly. And it's what we got used to was the high standard of being a Cardinal fan and going to St. Louis. I'm 41-30 all time at New Busch Stadium. And I'll be up the week of Labor Day, that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday against the Athletics on my way to Lexington with Ole Miss football via St. Louis and see the Cardinals against the A's, and it's hard to get used to, and I don't think we'll have to be used to it long. I know the Cardinals, they see it, they recognize it, and they're going to make the changes and get the fans back to the ballpark like we love and expect.
St. Louis is one of those few markets. Cincinnati's another one I can think of that is both SEC and Big Ten footprint, so it's great to have all of those Cardinals fans from all of those areas come into town, and Brett is absolutely one of those. Brett, you're on your way to SEC Media Days. Are you fired up about this? I know that's another one that gets your juices flowing. College football.
Oh, I do. You know, I love it. Look forward to having you and the St. Louis crew back to Oxford, I hope, for a game. this year. And look at the spot that the team I cover, Ole Miss, and have worked for and loved for all these years, and Mizzou. Look where they are. And they both hired coaches in that same year after the 19 season, before the start of the 20 season that was COVID. And now look what Eli Drinkwitz and Lane Kiffin have both accomplished. And both of them lack one thing, getting to the college football playoffs. You know, 2 years ago for Coach Drink in Mizzou defeating Ohio State in a New Year's Six Bowl. That same year, Ole Miss defeated Penn State in the Peach Bowl. But last year, in the first year of the college football playoff expansion, both left out. That's all that both lack. They have something else in common, replacing two legendary college quarterbacks, Jackson Dart at Ole Miss and Brady Cook at Mizzou. I think both will be really good this year. I think the league's going to be really good. I don't know, Tom, that it's going to be vintage. I don't know that it's going to be like it was for so long. And the Big Ten winners of the last 2 years, and in the SEC world, I can assure you, 2 years without a national championship feels like 108 years for the Cubs without a World Series.
Is that the Nick Saban effect, Brett? Not only he being gone, but that he raised everyone else's level?
He did. Coach Nick Saban did do that, but it's also the Kirby Smart effect. And this is the least best Georgia team since Kirby's first year at Georgia. They've come back a little bit, and I think one of the reasons why that the Big Ten has won the last 2 years and the SEC has had a little bit of a recession is because we've gone so five wide receivers, run pass option for the quarterbacks. I think the SEC is not as strong at the point of impact and contact that it used to be in the lines of scrimmage, and that Jim Harbaugh and Ryan Day has brought that to the Big Ten. Brett Bielema has brought that to the Big Ten as well. It's your alma mater. You saw last year what Kurt Cignetti did with physical football. I think we've lost a little bit of that, because if you don't do it on Tuesday and Wednesday, you're not used to it on game day on Saturday. And the SEC's gotten a little bit of a flag football effect instead of what made it the best, and that's being a hammer in the lines of scrimmage.
I'm holding up an Athlon Sports College Football magazine for the camera here, and you can see that Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Florida are featured prominently on this cover. There's one team missing, and that would be Texas. They are the number one team in the league in my book, and I'm sure you would agree with me, although I take issue with this headline here. It says, Arch Madness, Manning Mania sweeps college football. Better be careful there. Missouri Valley Conference is arch madness, okay? Let's not throw and I'm sure that's going to be thrown around all year long. Arch madness this, arch madness that. Let's remember where arch madness comes from, okay? But Arch Manning,
that's for sure.
Arch Manning is the real deal, isn't he, Brett?
Well, we think he is, and we know that his uncles and his grandfather that they were, but he hadn't played a lot of big-time college football yet. Spot duty last year. There was a window or two last year that I think Steve Sarkisian put him in, maybe hoping that he would take over from Quinn Ewers, and it didn't take. He's going to be good, but I think we're poised for another Manning to be that good. But what if the unthinkable, and we had kind of a dud Manning? Even at Texas, they're talking about maybe next year is the year that he really emerges. Well, they've been waiting for him for a while through the redshirt year, through last year sitting and watching and playing in spot duty behind Quinn Ewers. I think he's going to be good, but opening day on the banks of the old Intangy playing the Buckeyes, I think it's going to be rough stuff for Arch Manning.
The quarterback for Missouri, assuming he wins the job and stays healthy through camp, will be Bo Prabula. I don't see why it would be anyone but him, although I like Sam Horn. He hasn't gotten it to this point, dealt with some injuries himself. But Prabula coming from Penn State to Missouri. That said, what is holding back Missouri, do you think, Brett, where the SEC, and I see them pick 12th here in Athlon, and I'm going to guess at SEC Media Days they won't be much higher than that. What do you think is keeping Missouri from being thought of as an upper-half SEC team?
I think just those other brands. I mean, look what they've earned on the field, 21 wins the last 2 years, as I said. You know, very similar to Ole Miss. And as long as teams like Missouri and Ole Miss and South Carolina, and I think even to a degree Texas A&M, when those teams are winning 8, 9, 10 games, they've got to get them from somebody.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And that takes wins off the top, and it's why I'm afraid, Tom, that the SEC this year will be a great league, but the ultimate 9-3 league. In fact, I went through lightly shaded pencils, W's and L's. I have one 10-2 team, and I have 10 9-3 teams. That's the worst-case scenario for the SEC, because then you're talking about one or two bids. Only got three last year when everybody was thinking four and five and some dreaming of half the bids. Only got three last year and did not even have a team in the finals. But Mizzou and Ole Miss, they both have to keep doing it for people to respect them.
Let me ask you about one more. Brian Kelly at LSU. Are they getting impatient down there? What's going on in Baton Rouge?
Well, they'll get impatient if they lose another opening day in the Battle of Death Valleys, when it's Tigers and Tigers, when they go to Clemson to play Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers. LSU hadn't won an opening game since 2019 when Joe Burrow was the quarterback, and they are getting impatient because the three previous coaches at LSU, Ed Orgeron, Les Miles, and Nick Saban, all won national championships, and Brian Kelly said he left Notre Dame to win a national championship. Marcus Freeman had a team in the national championship game last year, and I think Brian Kelly thought it was going to be a little bit easier than it's been.
Brett Norisworthy, WHBQ Radio in Memphis, Ole Miss pre and post. He is the best, and he's heading to SEC Media Days. I'll be spending more time in Oxford, Ohio this year than Oxford, Mississippi, Brett, as my daughter is going to be a Miami Redhawk, but I'll get down there.
Come on down. We're ready for it. Enjoy. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Well, it's great to hear from him. Brett Norisworthy with us on KMOX. And let me tell you, folks, he loves those Cardinals, but he'll be honest, as we all are, about our feelings. And right now they are mixed. You know, we're all going through it together. This is a strange time right now. Just one of those times. I remember in the mid-90s, you know, the Joe Torre years, and I'm too young to be – I turned 50 on Tuesday, so I was born in 75, so I don't remember the 70s. You know, my early memories are Whitey Ball. But I know the franchise has been through some tough times. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stiefel Sports Studio, sports on a Sunday morning.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to
–
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.